Good morning. It's 24 degrees in Jacksonville. We have fair skies and a wind chill in the upper teens. It is time for a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Farmers State Bank, Barfield Carpets, and Colton Downey Insurance. I'm Jim McCabe. Local municipalities are mirroring state trends when it comes to increases in video gaming revenue. 2014, the second full year of legal gaming in Illinois, saw revenue at a total of nearly $165 million last year, up from about $75 million in the previous year. That's according to the Illinois Gaming Board's report issued this week. City of Jacksonville saw a little over $200,000 of video gaming revenue last year, up from about $115,000 in 2013, according to the state. There were 24 establishments in the city that had video gaming terminals, up from 16 in 2013. The total amount wagered was $50.6 million. Nearly $45.6 million of those wagered dollars were paid out in winnings. Jacksonville aldermen focused on video gaming extensively in 2014, ultimately deciding to limit future gambling parlors and imposing a higher fee on the existing ones. Aldermen requested last year the city identify specific projects the video gaming revenue is going towards. Mayor Andy Ezzard agrees that's a good idea.
We're constantly searching for new revenue streams with the city of Jacksonville, and we'll keep identifying certain projects, and we'll try to let the council and let the general public know what that money was put towards. And, you know, the council's always, you know, they come up with projects that they're requested. And, you know, if the video gaming money can come in handy and specific projects that they would like to do, then we certainly will go that direction.
Ezzard cites the project that puts sidewalks from Turner Junior High School to the YMCA as one that would not have happened without gaming funds. He says gaming was controversial in Jacksonville when it was first introduced, but Ezra says the activity has kept people in Jacksonville who would instead gamble elsewhere.
They didn't have to travel to a casino in Alton or Peoria. I don't anticipate this going up another 100% from last year. You know, I'm hopeful that it will at least maintain these numbers. But you always wonder, since more people are playing games, what bills aren't getting paid. And that's always been a concern of mine.
Other municipalities in the four-county region showed similar increases last year, in some cases nearly tripling revenue totals.
Are you well-connected? If you're a customer of the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, then you are. You're connected to financial professionals who are dedicated to helping you every step of the way in life. From buying that first house to sound retirement planning, we offer a full range of innovative financial products and services, convenient locations, and caring personal service. So you see, you are well-connected when you bank with the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Barfield Carpets. I want to talk to an operator. You've dialed the wrong number, sir. But that's why I want to talk to an operator. I'm always getting the wrong number. This is Barfield Carpets. We do have something for everyone. If you need flooring, we'll bring our samples to your home. To fix the phone, you'll need to dial O, like zero. I'm not a zero boy. I'm somebody. You ain't never going to get my business if you're not nice to people. Don't end up speaking to the wrong people. For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpet 243-2655.
No injuries were reported when a tractor-trailer accident shut down Old Jacksonville Road in Sangamon County yesterday. Multiple media outlets report it happened at around 7:45 a.m. just west of New Berlin at the intersection with Pleasant Plains Road. The truck and a car crashed, and the tractor-trailer began leaking gasoline. The road was reportedly closed for about 2 hours. Jacksonville police made four arrests last night. 20-year-old Johnny Jones of Springfield and 18-year-old Nicole Cantrell of the 600 block of East Chambers were arrested in the 400 block of East College at around 7:30 for domestic battery. Jones and Cantrell remain in custody. 30-year-old Stacy Martin and 51-year-old Tony Sanders, who are both listed as homeless, were arrested at College and West at around 1 a.m. for disorderly conduct. Martin has been released on bond. Sanders remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made two arrests last night. 19-year-old Eli Iglesias of Springfield was arrested at around 7 p.m. on Old State Road for possession of drug paraphernalia. Iglesias has been released on bond. 38-year-old Esperanza Buss of Springfield was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 10:15 for obstructing identification and several traffic charges. Bus remains in custody. One sentence was handed down yesterday afternoon in Morgan County Court. 44-year-old Christopher Affrich of the 1000 block of East Morton received a 6-year prison sentence, the Illinois Department of Corrections, with a 3-year mandatory supervised release. Several awards were handed out at the 2015 edition of the Jacksonville Area Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. Inner Harmony Day Spa was given the Small Business of the Year Award for businesses under 25 employees, and they were cited for being extremely community-minded by holding regular fundraisers. Business of the Year for 25 or more employees was Hutchison Engineering, who got credit for the downtown renovation work they've done. In 2014, the firm focused on reopening North Main to traffic. The Not-for-Profit Business of the Year Award, Jacksonville AmVets Post 100, which recently opened a career center for veterans. The Circle of Excellence Award was given to Ken Zumbalin, the managing partner of Zumbalin, Eith, Surratt, Foote, and Flynn. Zumbalin is a previous treasurer of the Chamber of Commerce and Regional Economic Development Council, and his firm has previously been selected Business of the Year. He's also served as a board member for Passavant Hospital and Habitat for Humanity, among other civic duties. Currently retired from accounting, the chamber cites Zumbalin's continued community service in giving him the award. If you're planning to drink or hit up any Super Bowl parties this weekend, you may want to be sure to get a designated driver. IDOT's Carson Quinn says police departments all across the state are boosting patrols to crack down on drunk driving.
In the past 5 years, there were 18 motor vehicle fatalities on Super Bowl Sunday in Illinois. 9 of those, so 50%, involved a driver who had been drinking.
Cops will also be keeping an eye out for people who are speeding and texting. Quinn says it's a good idea to plan ahead, and if you plan on drinking, be sure to also drink plenty of water, eat plenty of food, and let someone take you home if you have had one too many. As union groups picketed outside, Governor Bruce Rauner's speech to the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce yesterday focused on the University of Illinois. Unions were reacting to Rauner's remarks earlier this week that blamed unions for much of the state's economic woes and state government's financial issues. Yesterday, Rauner called for cuts in spending at U of I, a tuition freeze, and a change in compensation for faculty versus researchers. Rauner doubled down on his union remarks, saying people are complaining about being forced to join unions. Meanwhile, at the University of Illinois, controversial college teacher Stephen Salata has filed suit against the school, claiming he was illegally unhired because of comments he made that were critical of Israel. He had accepted a tenured faculty job at U of I, but after getting complaints about Salata's barrage of social media posts slamming Israel, the Board of Trustees last summer approved the administration's decision to withdraw Salata's job offer. Salata's suit claims he was unjustly fired in violation of his constitutional free speech rights.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey. Here's a good policy from Diamond Brothers Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company. When you buy a home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. When you buy life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owners will save you money on all the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us in Jacksonville or Root House or call 243-8000.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts, call Colton Downey now.
No news notes this morning, so we will skip ahead to weather conditions. High temperature yesterday was 41 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 24. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 25 degrees. No snowfall, precipitation measured here at the radio station. Back down to 24 in Jacksonville right now. We have fair skies and winds out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour, knocking the wind chill down to 17. Bob's got the full forecast coming up, and the next scheduled local newscast comes your way at 8:06 this morning. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.